Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle has proposed creating a new grant program that provides grant funding to Wisconsin schools for the purpose of upgrading water fountains to control for lead and other contaminants. As part of Dr. Underle's 2025-27 biennial budget request, $2.5 million would be provided over the biennium via a grant program that supports schools in modernizing water fountains and ensures students have access to clean drinking water. In October, Dr. Underle announced a budget proposal investing nearly $60 million to help school districts resolve staffing challenges and retain teachers in another $42 million proposal that supports the development of readers in schools in implementing mandated early literacy initiatives. Dr. Underle also recently announced a $311 million proposal for school nutrition that provides universal meals to Wisconsin students at no cost to families. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched an innovative new online tool for people working in overdose spike response, substance use prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide near real-time data on when and where suspected overdoses may have occurred to inform immediate actions to address drug overdoses. Using data that includes suspected overdose data from ambulance runs and emergency department visits, the system allows users to monitor local trends, set and receive alerts around community-specific thresholds, and connect to essential spike response resources. The WISSOAR system is not available to the public. Publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and other substance use data will remain available on the DHS website. The launch of the system follows reports from across the nation that suspected overdose deaths are trending down for the first time since 2018. In addition to data tracking tools like WISSOAR, the DHS response to the drug overdose epidemic includes public education on how to talk about substance use to build supportive communities, free distribution of naloxone, the opioid overdose reversal medication, and drug checking supplies like fentanyl test strips, as well as investments in harm reduction response programs, additional treatment and recovery supports like mobile clinics, and programs that connect people who have experienced an overdose with people in recovery from a substance use disorder who support and guide the overdose survivor to better health and wellness. Find more information about WISSOAR on the DHS website. Today is America Recycles Day. Each year on November 15th, millions of Americans come together to spread the word on how recycling helps us reduce waste, save energy, and conserve precious resources. It is sponsored by Keep America Beautiful. From plastic bottles and aluminum cans to paper and electronics, recycling helps keep tons of materials out of landfills, saves natural resources, and reduces pollution. In honor of the day, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the winners of the 2024 Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards. Wisconsin's recycling law bans certain materials from the trash and establishes a statewide recycling program. This year, the DNR recognizes 13 organizations for going beyond what is required by law. In addition to landfill banned items, which include curbside recyclables and electronics, the winners diverted many tons of food waste, furniture, plastic film, and household hazardous waste for reuse or recycling. This year's winners include, in the Projects and Initiatives category, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. The campus wanted to reduce waste material generated by students moving out of college dorms. To do so, the college partnered with the Greater La Crosse Region Habitat for Humanity. Together, they initiated a dumpster diversion program that was marketed to any student moving out both on and off campus. The diversion program aimed to collect furniture in strategically placed pod containers on campus. Any collected material would be either donated to local charities or resold to the local ReStore. At the end of the 2023-24 school year, the program was able to divert over 8 tons of household furniture from the landfill. In the overall program category, Vernon County's Solid Waste and Recycling Department operates a source-separated recycling program that accepts traditional recyclables, appliances, electronics, tires, light bulbs, mattresses, waste oils, antifreeze, oil filters, and batteries. In 2024, the county began to accept styrofoam for recycling through a partnership with La Crosse County, Seven Rivers Recycling, and Hilltopper Refuse. The material is processed through a densifying machine that removes the air and melts the material at high temperatures. The finished product is sold and turned into picture framing, window trim, crown molding, and other products. The county also recently partnered with Dummer Farm to implement an organics drop-off program for food waste, yard waste, and other compostable material. Additional initiatives include collecting untreated wood and pallets, textiles, electronics, and appliances, including uncommon items like vacuum cleaners, fans, and clocks, and working with the Vernon County Fair to promote and improve recycling. Whether at home, school, or work, we can all pitch in to recycle more and waste less. A busy food pantry in the Baraboo area is being forced to find new space. Beyond Blessed Pantry Executive Director Shannon Howley says the lease isn't being renewed, despite more families asking for help, typically an average of 600, but in the last few weeks, the pantry has served more than 775 households. In 2023, the Beyond Blessed Pantry served 29,058 households for a total of 102,281 individuals. Over 2 million pounds of food was distributed, and over 13,000 volunteer hours were logged. The pantry has to relocate by January. Howley worries it will have to close during typically busy holiday and winter season. She said, "If you don't have a building, you can't serve people. We have warehouse products and items needing coolers and freezers, but without space, we lose the ability to support our community." A group of Native American burial mounds was found in Milwaukee's oldest cemetery. A group of researchers from the Ho-Chunk Nation, UW-Milwaukee, Marquette University, and the State Historical Society have uncovered two burial mounds at Forest Home Cemetery. Those mounds were originally mapped in the 1800s by city planner Increase Lapham, who apparently tried to protect them in the cemetery's design, but were later sold as plots by the owners of the cemetery. Plans to preserve the mounds are now pending. A beloved hippopotamus at the Milwaukee County Zoo is dead. Longtime zoo resident Patty the River Hippopotamus was put to sleep Sunday. Patty recently turned 55, which is considered extremely old for a hippo. Her health had been declining for some time, and she was no longer coming to eat or move from the water like she used to. Vets say Patty was suffering from a severe stomach ailment. The normal lifespan of a hippo in captivity is about 35 years. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Saturday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Fred Kessler, who died Tuesday at the age of 84. Former Representative Kessler was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly as the youngest person to serve in the Wisconsin State Legislature at that time, and represented the 10th Milwaukee Assembly District from 1961 to 1963 and 1965 to 1972, and later the 12th Assembly District from 2005 to 2019. Former Representative Kessler also served as Milwaukee County Judge from 1972 to 1978 and a Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge from 1978 to 1981 and 1986 to 1988. Services for former Representative Kessler will be held Saturday in Milwaukee. The November Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open as usual this Saturday from 9 to 11 and Monday from 4 to 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, that due to the holidays, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Viola Municipal Building and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-627-1910. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is John Johnson.